Thank you for tuning in to the Life of KG podcast. We are all about helping you guys in the beauty industry. Whether you're starting out in this industry or been in the business for years, we want to motivate you, educate you, and support you to grow. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to A Life of KG. I hope you're all doing really well. So today I get to interview Lois. Now I'm really excited about this because I really resonate with Lois so much with all the things that she does. So she owns her own salon on the High Street in the heart of Essex. She is also one of my trainers at KG Professional, and I'm so blessed to have her on the team. She's also a singer-songwriter, and she's got a couple of other side hustles, which is really exciting. But above all, Lois is 19 years old, and I opened my salon at 19, and when I connected with her and I saw how young she was, but grown up in her ways and all the things that she's achieved and achieving, I just was like, wow, I just love her. So I can't wait to be able to see her journey over the next few years and, you know, just keep watching her grow and blossom. So I'm going to let her tell you her story today. So without further ado, here she is.
So Lois, welcome to A Life of KG. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very, very welcome. I've been really excited about this episode. I said in the intro that I just literally like really look up to you and I can really resonate with you. So I just see myself in you in so many ways, and obviously like from back in the day and stuff.
Yeah.
Tell everyone who exactly you are and what you do.
So I'm Lois. I'm 19 years old and I'm a salon owner in Essex and a KG professional trainer.
Very excited.
Yeah.
And let's go right back, because I love to build like a whole story about someone, because obviously we haven't got to where we are today without obviously a background. So let's go right back. What was your childhood like growing up and school life like?
So I think like everyone, you have your ups and downs and you've all got stories to say, but I definitely won't be the person I am today from not going through the rubbish that happened. So I was always into performing. I was so like set on becoming a performer and doing that full time. No matter what everyone said, they'd be like, oh, are you sure? That's quite a hard job to get into. And I was just like, no, I'm going to do it. And I was so determined to prove everyone wrong. And it actually formed a bit of an obsession, like in the industry, in that sort of industry, you're in leotards, you're in front of a mirror looking at everyone. And I always compared myself, and it got to a point where I was comparing myself to like everyone, like walking down the street. And it actually got quite bad, and I was actually taken out of school and put into hospital for a bit. And so I was quite underweight and stuff. And it was just not that sort of industry I should go into. And everyone kind of, I was in hospital in 2017, it was, and I was in there for about 7 months. And like, it got to the point where we got to the end of like the admission, and it's their responsibility to put me in education again, because it's like a form of like recovery. And everyone was like, so what are you going to do? And I was still set on going back into performing. I was like, I'm going to go get a scholarship. And they were like, you've literally been out of it for like a year and a half. And I went and did an audition, and I actually got the scholarship. So I would have had it all paid for. And that was like a 3-year course. And I literally did 5 days. And I was like, this was the point where I kind of had my thing where I could see I was getting better, because I was like, I'm just going to roll back into it. And then so we had to go back to the drawing board and like go, well, what am I going to do? And everyone was like, well, what about beauty? Like throughout hospital, I was like painting people's nails. I was plucking people's eyebrows. And they were like, come on, let's do this then. So yeah, bit of an up and down story.
Oh my God. So did you not finish school then?
No, I came out in, I think it's the beginning of year 11. And yeah, then I was out from then.
So no GCSEs or anything like that?
I did some in the end, and I got like special requirements and stuff. So I actually did better than, it was a bit of a shock then when my grades came in. Everyone was a bit like, oh, okay, how's she done that? Because literally like a lot of my exams, I'm more practical based. So a lot of them were practical, so they were able just to do it from the years before, like with drama and stuff. So I actually did better than I actually thought.
Wow. Okay. What an interesting story. I had no idea that you went through. That's crazy. So, okay, so you finished school, kind of, and then you've gone into beauty. So was that beauty college?
Yeah, I went into level two in college. And I was just kind of set on getting it done. Like, I wasn't there to make friends in the nicest way possible. Like, I've made some really nice friends, but some people, they just didn't seem to like me, probably because people call me the teacher's pet, because probably I was just getting stuff done. I was getting a 12-month course done, and I got it done in 7 months. So, because I was just so set on getting it done. It was something that I was passionate about. I didn't realise I was as passionate about it as much as I am, but I was just set on getting it done.
Because obviously you've gone on from then to set up your own salon. So why from leaving college, what happened within that time to then opening up your own salon?
So I've worked in a couple of salons. None of them worked. Like, I didn't stay in there for long just because of like bitchiness and girls. And I knew that it wasn't the way a salon should be run. So I started doing it. I started doing like add-on courses, like gel nails, lashes, and I did it from my mum's kitchen, which didn't last too long. She didn't really want me in her kitchen. With everything before COVID, evening appointments were so like popular because everyone was at work. So it was mainly between like 5 p.m. and like 9 p.m. that I was working in the kitchen. So it wasn't very good for her, like with dinner and stuff like that. So it got to a point where I was set on driving, and my goal was to become mobile when I started driving. And as soon as I was mobile, I think I passed in the morning and I had appointments in the afternoon. I was just so set on going mobile, and I was adamant that I was going to be mobile for the rest of my life. But I lasted a year doing that. I was like, I am 18 years old at that point. And I was like, my back, I feel like a 40-year-old woman. Like it was no good. Like, I was lugging my bed around constantly. So I was like, well, this is the time where I've got to do something. So I got a room in just up the road from us. And it was like quite a large, like shared sort of thing. And then it turned out I got a big salon.
Oh my gosh. So you like opened a salon really then at 18 years old, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. But like, I was 19 when I opened, and I was like, oh my, everyone's like, oh my God, you're 19. Now what are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. 18. You've got that on me. That's crazy. Like, yeah. What challenges did you find like opening at like such a young age? What did you come across any challenges?
Well, so when you like asked me the question, like sent me the question, I was just like, I can't really think of anything. And then all of a sudden, within those like 3 weeks, it's like everything's happened. Of like self-employment. I've always been set on employing, and that's what I'm like set on doing right now. But I have got a couple of girls in, because it's such a big salon, it's a bit of wasted space currently. And they're self-employed, and you come across issues, you come across people being funny towards you because they don't think that you can do it. They're better in the industry, they've got more experience, and you're like, well, if you have got more experience, why aren't you doing it? So at first I was messaging you going, oh my God, what am I doing? But I've just got to the point, like, you just got to laugh, like, I'm doing it myself. And it just shows that if people wanted to do it and if they knew everything, why wouldn't they have done it already?
Exactly. That's what I always say. And I remember having exactly the same issues, and I actually rented out rooms as well when I first opened the salon. Because, you know, it's like when you first open, well, you've got a massive salon, but and you already have a client base from your last place.
Yeah.
I had zero client base, and I had the salon, and I thought, I just need to fill rooms, so I would rent out the space. And it was the worst thing I'd ever done. They would like wreck bits of furniture and stuff, like, not obviously on purpose, but just by accident. But then it's like, oh, this happened today, like, they don't care because it wasn't theirs. And then they would like do things and look down on you because they think, well, she's young, so she doesn't really know. And I just be like, well, if you know what you're doing, then why don't you go set up your own salon?
No, 100%.
It's like against a brick wall, but at least you're like seeing all of them difficulties now and just rise above it. Because I know, obviously, in this podcast I have been like, oh my God, you're 18 and then you were 19 and what's it like being so young? But I don't mean that in a belittling way. I just know what it was like when I started, and I just think it's so fascinating that I've met someone that's basically like exactly the same.
And yeah, no, it's weird. And like, it was always like a dream. It sounds really weird. Like the first time I met you, I was like, oh my God, it's real. But like, I've been following you and I was always like, well, Katie's like opened at what, this age and stuff like that. And yeah, and here we are. Talking every day.
Literally every day. So what would you say to other girls that are around your age starting a business? Obviously lots of people like like whether they should or if they feel like they need to get more experience and that type of thing. What would your advice be to them?
I would just say, if you've got goals and you know the goals, just set them out and hit them, and don't worry about anyone else. That, like, life is too short. This is something I'm so passionate about, judging, and I'm not good enough as her, or I'm like not doing as well. Just don't judge. Like, it's so time consuming and it takes so much energy out of you. Like, sometimes I roll back a little bit and have some bad days, and I do judge, like I kind of go, well, I'm not doing that. But why am I doing that? Because if I look at in the big picture, I'm doing so much better than some. And I'm doing well for myself. Like, I would never, ever have seen, like, 3 years ago, like, it's only 3 years ago, I would be in the position I am now. Like, I honestly thought my life was a dead end and, like, I was just going to stay that person in and out of hospital for the rest of my life. And you've just got to set goals, but make sure you know what you're doing, because it's made me realise the stuff on, like, legal side and everything. There's so much to it. Just do your research.
How do you find out that kind of stuff then?
Just come across it.
I was reading something earlier and it was so true. No, I was listening to something, that's a lie. I was listening to something and they were like, in school, we don't learn business. They don't teach us business. Like, and then we come out of school and then some of us want to set up companies, or later on in life we set up businesses. And like, where do we learn that? Like, most of us wouldn't have gone to college to learn business or get a business degree. We've gone in as beauty therapists and then set up this business. Like, we have to learn, and it means literally like investing in ourselves, going on trainings, having mentors and all of that, because otherwise how the hell do we learn?
Yeah, no, 100%. But then I think it's also, it just comes and you just realize that, oh, I need to do that. Because although you might have a mentoring session or a business plan in place, you might not have thought of that like option or that problem. I think you just face them and you go, oh God, like, and you just have to overcome them. Like, you've come this far. There's no point just going, all right, I'm done now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember my first years in business and I would be making loads of mistakes, or I'd need to know answers to staff members and stuff like that. And you just have to just get on with it. Or I always used to say I used to just wing it, and I guess I didn't, but part of me did, like, because how else are you meant to know? If you go, don't you?
And I think you come across like, I've always been like quite a bubbly, friendly person, and always worrying what people think of me. And like, with having people come in the salon, like renting rooms or being on commission base, I'm like, I can't be like that and be constantly like okay, no worries, or yeah, that's fine. Like, I've just got to put rules in place, and you have got to just boss up.
Definitely, because you want your salon how you want it to be, don't you? You don't want just people coming in now like doing their own thing under your roof. That's your salon, that's your baby. You want it all the same.
Especially when you're like an OCD freak. I literally can't let anything go right now.
I'll teach you to let go after a while.
No.
What does your day-to-day look like? Because obviously you're a salon owner, you're a trainer, which you're busy in, you've got Monet, you've got other side businesses, you've got your singing that you still do. Like, what does day-to-day Lois look like?
So obviously I'm still working full-time in the salon. I have the goal of stepping out, but I want to get employment like perfect. So obviously I'm working full-time, currently not now, but it's made me realise that each lockdown has made me realise that I could easily work full-time on this business, like on it, because I've got so much to do. My days are packed currently. So yeah, like I do the admin side. I have a list. I have like a DMO. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's like a daily method of operation. So I have like a list of stuff I need to do every day. I have a I'm a bit of an OCD freak, a WMO, which is the stuff that needs to happen weekly. So weekly method of operation. And then an MMO, which is a monthly method of operation, the stuff that only needs to be done like monthly. So then I tick them off. And then once I got that done, like I know. And if that means I finished at 5 p.m. one night, like it means I finished. But if I have to work up till midnight, I have to work up to midnight because I need to get that list done.
That is determination for you. Oh my God. I mean, I am a list girl, but you are like the pro list girl by the sound of it. I got sent this really cute little book yesterday, and I got
from Amy. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I've got my list written out, but I normally do it on my calendar and my phone. Like I absolutely swear by it, and then I
do love writing it down though. I love having a list in front of me, and I can highlight it or I can tick it. I love it. It's so satisfying.
So. It's easy to give up nowadays. And I'd say, especially in these times, this year has been challenging for every single person, let alone if they own a business or not. And so it's easy to chuck in the towel, and for business owners, they'd be like, do you know what? I'm doing all of this during lockdown. It's easy just to get a 9-to-5 or do whatever and just literally give up. What is your top tips for people starting a business or running a business to just keep going? Have you got any tips on motivation?
I would definitely say like self-investment and looking after yourself. Like you are the key. Like you are the key to unlock the doors that you're going to, on the journey you're going to go on. And what everything has taught me is if you're not strong enough, you're not going to be able to build anything strong. Like you are the foundation. So you need to do like positive stuff. You need to be grateful. You need to be mindful of everything. So like reading good books, podcasts, and just spending time on yourself. Like it's okay to have time out and you should never burn out. And I know it's so easy to burn out from life, whether that's from business, whether that's from other people. Just look after you because you are that trunk, the tree. And I would definitely just say lists and just stay organized, because if you're organized, like you can do anything. Like if it's written down, you can do it, manifest it all the way and it will happen.
are you into the whole manifestation?
Yeah, my boyfriend thinks I'm so weird. I have like screensavers of what I want and it's like dream boards, vision boards, like it works.
I've got let me get on this because I've got a million one notifications. Oh, I've still got notifications. How do I get off this? Anyway, on my screensaver, I can't show you because there's no notifications. I've got my dream board on there. And then I have a goal on something in the business. And I have stuck that up all around my house. If you open the fridge, it's in there. If you open doors, it's in there. If you open up my bathroom cabinet, it's in there. And literally, my daughter turned around and was like, Mummy, why is this number all over the house? And I was just like, that's because of this. And she was like, oh, okay.
Oh, it's even like P. Louise does her course. I'm really into like P. Louise. She's really into like manifestation and stuff like that. And she has this check that you can print out, and you can basically write your dream figure and put a date on it, obviously, and like set it. So like by that time, I want to reach this figure and have it everywhere. And I've got that, and that's pretty good. And I think it's just celebrating, like, although everyone sees stuff like business side, when you get to certain figures, you have to start paying tax and VAT and everything. I get excited by that. It's a bit weird, but like you know, like I'm like, I can't wait to be VAT registered. I can't wait to reach that and then go, yeah, that's because I've worked that.
Yes, I love that. And like I talk to salon owners all the time that, oh no, I can't because I'm going to go for the VAT threshold, or oh, it's a real pain in the bum that they've gone VAT. And I do get that VAT is a pain in the ass. Like,
yeah,
don't get me wrong, I hate paying my VAT bill, but you're clearly successful if you're VAT registered.
Exactly. And if you're maintaining that, like, you're just going to get higher and you're going to be earning all of that and that. So,
exactly right. So, to have a focus to hit that and then go further, and I just think the more taxes that we pay and the more VAT we pay, it just means that we're more successful.
100%. Yeah, just setting goals, and no matter what other people would think of those goals, like I've always thought that if people think that I'm setting a goal to become VAT registered and pay VAT, like is like cool. It's not cool, but it's my goal. Like, and everyone's goals are different. It might literally be like get up early in the morning, or it might be literally get changed. Like in lockdown, it can be so unmotivating sometimes. Like, I don't know what's just fallen. I would definitely just say set goals and be your own goal. Like be proud of yourself and like be grateful for how far you've come, whether that's including other people in it or just being grateful for yourself, because you are that root of what's happening in your life. Like all the wonderful things, all the rubbish things, it's normal to have rubbish things and it's just the way you deal with them. But I'm honestly like, if you follow like gratefulness and mindfulness, you will get somewhere. Like I've shown this. Like a few years ago, I would have been like, what am I doing with my life? But I know obviously you've had stuff like that before, and it doesn't matter whatever age you are, like it makes you grow up, and it's made me grow up. I saw stuff at 16 years old I should have never seen. I don't think a 40-year-old should see. Like, but you've just got to make something of yourself. Don't worry about those other people. Just set goals and be you. You're the best you.
Definitely. I absolutely love that. Do you do a gratitude list?
Yeah.
I love it. I have to do it every day.
Yeah, no, 100%. Stuff like that. It just does make you... It's hard to get into the flow of things. But once you've like hit it and it's your routine...
Yeah.
And this is the best time. Anyone that's sitting here... and like listening, this is the best time. So no matter what, even if you're still in your work, like you're not in the beauty industry like full time and you're still working like another job, you still have time, like from what you were usually doing with beauty, put that into doing gratitude, doing mindfulness, being like there for yourself and planning and listing. Use your DMOs and your MMOs and your WMOs.
I absolutely love that. You crack me up. One thing that I haven't actually put on the list, just to spring out there, what made you go into teaching?
So already I just love this industry, and I want to become that sort of person that's like pivotal, like in the industry, like known in the industry for like making a change. So not only with teaching and like allowing people to have that financial freedom, to have that something that they love doing. I have students come to me and they message me now and they're like, I just find it so relaxing. Although I'm not doing it full time, they're probably not making loads of profit from it, but that's their time. Like they're sitting there lashing and they find it so like therapeutic and relaxing. Like it's perfect. But it's like, I want to become like that person. So like with you, you're known for the person that makes you step out of your business and work on your business. Like you're literally known it. So like not even knowing you fully, I had conversations with people in the past and they were like, well, Katie Godfrey's like kind of taught me to step out of this. And I was like, well, I want to be known for something. So I want to be known on like creating like a salon environment for employees. I want to create like a recipe that's like perfect. So that's what I'm really, really set on.
Oh, I love that. What is next for you, Lewis?
So definitely employment, but obviously I'm getting that perfect for tea first. Obviously, I just want to expand, hopefully maybe open another salon, and yeah, just see how it all goes.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's literally a goal on my list.
Where can people find you to connect online?
So my main one is Seabell Beauty Essex. That's on Instagram and Facebook. I also have my music page, so I do that like part-time-ish, and which is Lois Star Music on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, and obviously KG Professional _Lois, which is my trainer's account.
Ah, the new accounts, I love it.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thanks so much, hon. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.
We would love to hear what you thought about this episode.
I love the show, guys. You're awesome.
Please leave a review and share on social media tagging @KG Salon so we can share.
I always follow them.
Until
next time, have an amazing, successful week.